Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
This is a great way to start a Friday. How many people out there do you think are evil?
Define evil.
That is where it gets...
Ted Bundy.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Dahmer. What are we talking about?
Evil, based on what we're about to discuss, this is like self-diagnosed evil. Like, this would be based on whether you think you have done evil things or continue to do evil things. And the definition of evil things is not talked about at all. It's just like something you would consider to be evil. Like, maybe you just like a little seasoning of the dark side.
Like, on a scale of zero to Charles Manson.
Yeah, like, and you know, wherever
where do you fall?
Where do I fall on zero to Manson? Oh,
see, well, that's how I would look at it.
So, like, I can't. I feel bad giving myself anything more than a solid.
Than
two,
a what?
A yeah. Two.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, what is it? I mean, what is the number?
Okay, so the question is, like, I also can't say that I'm evil free. Like, it's because I'm just realistic. There are probably some things I have done in my life that are people like, oh, that's, you know, you're someone's villain no matter who you are. You know, you're someone's bad guy.
That's fair.
And so to that person, you know, you gotta take that into account. So no one's getting off with a zero. But like how far down the evil chain do you go?
Do you have to act on evil?
Well, I don't know. Like just
if it was just ideas, I'd be a lot more evil like than I am.
That's like cosplay evil. Right? I feel like there's a difference. So if we're going from zero to 10, I think acting on your evil desires definitely takes you up a notch, okay, right?
Yeah,
so that's going to push you. Let's say that pushes you to a 4. That's a solid 4. But still, I think you need to give yourself some credit. If you're just sitting around thinking about all the evil things you wish you could do, then
but
I would
even
say,
then, evil as compared to what?
like evil.
Just diabolical?
Well,
something slightly inconvenient to someone else.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
petty
evil.
Revenge. I'm always thinking more petty revenge.
47% of Americans claim they've never done anything they consider to be evil. Never. Not one thing. 20% of people are somewhat like, not sure. Not, you know, maybe.
I mean, cutting someone off is pretty evil.
That.
Not letting them in the line.
That's what I'm talking about, Katie. That's light
to make
evil.
A left turn in traffic?
Exactly.
Evil.
Like you're sitting there and you're like looking at it. You're like, you could.
Like, I don't know where I'm going. Evil. Oh, man, right up here when you're trying to get on 610.
Yeah,
that one car that goes all the way to the top of the line and then jumps in. Evil.
That's an evil human.
Evil.
That is an evil, evil human. 10% of people say they've absolutely done evil. But only one instance of evil, which actually
that you can recall.
Those are the people that scare me because they're like, no, I absolutely got one
no,
thing
just the
and one,
one time.
Thing only.
I just murdered the one guy.
Yeah, exactly. The other 20% that said, yeah, I've done some evil, definitely multiple cases of evil. That I feel like is more what we're talking about here. Once again, yes, light evil. And I don't know. It seems like 46% of people saying they're completely evil free. That's just not going to work for me.
Hope you pay attention on the road today.
Yeah. You self-diagnose as you make your way around town.
I'm watching. Always watching.
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, light evil. Just very light. If you want to share some of your light
your evil
moments,
deeds? No,
yeah,
no,
your dirty
no,
deeds.
No, no. Don't implicate yourself.
Well, not if it's a crime.
But I'm just thinking, really, if we're talking evil index, it's a sliding scale, right?
Yeah.
Because if I had said, where are you on a scale of zero to Hitler?
Oh, God.
And you said 4.
Wow. Oh, no.
That
no,
would be.
Wow.
Pretty extreme, right?
No, 0 points.
Or like zero to Ed Gein.
Oh,
like, I'm sorry, I don't make people lamps.
Oh,
so
no. Okay, give me like a money crimes evil.
Like Bernie Madoff.
Okay, Bernie Madoff. evil. But also, like, I can get to a 4.
Like a 5?
If Bernie's a 10, I can get myself to a... That's even pushing it, but that's... You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you have to define the 10. And for this, we are not going anywhere near a true 10.
Absolutely not.
We're average person evil. Joe evil. That's who we're talking about. Oh, all right, guys. Coming up, we do have another chance for you to win tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo. Another 4-pack, so be here. Also, we will have your Money Minute freebie coming up before 6:30. What do we have coming up in trending?
You hear these stories all the time, right? Like the lengths people will go. The things they will do to save their phones.
Oh, Lord.
It's most Americans' most prized possession now.
I'll do some real evil to save my phone.
Oh, yeah. People are definitely doing some questionable things.
Solid 6. Solid 6, Katie.
I'll tell you what people confess to. That's coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I guess that makes sense. Phones are our most prized possessions.
I have no doubt in my mind that realistically, yeah, that's everyone.
Because you want to clown
action.
On it.
In action.
But also you're talking about of your possessions.
Yeah.
It's not the thing you love the most in life.
No, just of the things.
Of the things you own.
Yes.
It's one of the more valuable.
It's very
and thus most prized.
It's very expensive.
Yes.
You use it all the time.
It's got a lot of your information on it. It's a hassle to lose the thing.
I just don't see how you could look at it any other way than that. But, you know, I mean, what else do you have that stacks up to that?
Your car?
That maybe. You might. I mean, that might
depending.
Be. Yeah, depending.
Expensive jewelry,
on what your
engagement
life is.
Rings or
sure.
something. But what lengths would you go to rescue the thing? We're gonna take a look at this, but first we were talking about evil, and we'll start with some evil. Streaming services.
Yeah,
Apple
evil.
TV just raised its monthly fee by 30%.
Yeah, great.
Whew, now costs $12.99 instead of $9.99.
Wow.
Now that's for new customers. Existing customers will see that increase within the next 30 days.
They just do this so, like, you think, oh, it's just a couple of bucks. But, like, dude, a couple of bucks over, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars that they just get by doing it. And half people out there don't even realize it's happening. Like, you might now you know if you have Apple mm-hmm. TV, but a lot of you, you're just going to go to your bill one day and be like, wait a minute, I thought this was like $5 when I signed up for it back
weird.
In the day. Now it's like
weird.
40. It's horrible.
And this is Apple. Y'all aren't hurting for money. There's no way.
No, it's not. There's no way that company needs to raise rates. But
ooh, they're going to lose their Friday Night Baseball partnership with MLB.
Oh, okay.
So trying to make up for that.
Okay.
Oh, but on the upside, Ted Lasso is coming back for a 4th season.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
I thought that was over, but whatever. Apple TV is still the only major streaming service without an ad-supported option for what it's worth.
Oh, right. So you have, well, you know, okay, sure. At least there's that. At least there's that.
In other streaming news, if you already questioned Netflix's recommendations, just wait until tomorrow when they launch a new feature called Your Zodiac Watch List. They're posting recommendations now based on astrological signs. Scorpios are said to be passionate, charismatic, seductive, and mysterious. So if you
Love
fall
Island?
Into that camp.
Is that Love Island or no?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And the Night Agent.
Right.
How about Leos? Mm. The Crown and Bridgerton, as they are confident, generous, and loyal.
That seems like a
stretch. And you don't have to give Netflix any personal information.
Of course, because they're
you're
going to
get the suggestions for every sign. And despite loving them the way we do, a new poll found we drop our phones a lot, like at least 10 times a year.
Oh, that's horrible.
If it breaks, we're devastated. Just under a third of people say they've cried.
I would, yeah.
Because
no,
their phone
I feel that. It,
broke.
It's, yeah.
In some form or fashion.
Right.
But this also looked at what you would do, like the uncomfortable things that you might engage in
no.
to rescue your phone from disaster.
All right.
So this is like a thought exercise.
Let's
play
go.
Along. Would you dive into a pool fully clothed at a wedding to save your phone?
Hell yes.
59% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you climb into a dumpster?
Hell yes. Yeah.
56% agreed.
Absolutely yes.
Is the dumpster full? What kind of dumpster? Is it a dumpster outside of a restaurant or a Best Buy?
Yeah. That's that. Okay, so if we start looking at the dumpster and the contents,
not all dumpsters are created equal. Is it like the dump or a dump? Would you reach down into a porta potty at a big music festival?
Oh no, it's gone now. No, that's my line.
Well, 54% of people say they would.
No. I refuse to believe that is an accurate stat.
Would you miss an international flight?
Yes, probably yes.
People said yes to that than the porta potty.
Y'all are crazy. The porta potty is the one. Honest to God,
no.
Would you?
The worst one on the list.
Okay, all right.
Would you risk climbing down onto subway tracks?
Would you?
That was only 20% of people.
20%?
That identified themselves as being dumb enough to try that.
20%?
Still too high.
Wow.
But at least it's not in the 50s.
Okay.
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
All right, people, listen up. We are giving you a cheat code on how to win some cash today.
Yes, we are.
We play Money Minute every day before 8:30.
Seriously, yeah. We're trying to make it easier on you right now.
Yes, because 10 questions in 60 seconds, getting them all right, that's hard.
Yeah.
So how about a freebie?
Hell yes.
Gin.
All right.
Gin.
Oh.
Gin or gin?
Gin. Gin.
The answer to one of the questions you might face later is gin.
Lock that away. That will be useful.
Use it wisely, friends.
Later in the show, around 8:30. And if you have not signed up yet, do it online. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Before that, though, we still have your chance to win your way into the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. And that chance coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. It's Friday, and you would like to win some tickets to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Well, the good news is we have that for you. All you need to do is call 713-881-5500. Today feels like a really good day to play a little hit or miss.
Yes, we are going to give you the name and a clip of a very famous country song. One that we all know, one that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
But did it get to the top of the charts?
Was it a certified number one?
Yes, to the Hot Country charts. Did it make it all the way to the top? Hit or miss? You got to get 2 out of 3. And if you do, we will send you to Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. 713-881-5500. We're playing next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. One of our favorite games and one of our more frustrating games.
Yes.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, favorite for some reasons. Not favorite for a lot of other reasons, mostly because it's a very frustrating experience. But let's get to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jen.
Jen, congratulations. You're in first today for hit or miss. Now, this
Great.
Is a really, really simple concept. We're going to play you a clip from 3 different country songs. And all you're trying to do is figure out if it was a hit, meaning it hit number one, like the top of the chart. Or if it was a miss, great song, but didn't quite get there.
As far as the Hot Country Songs chart
is
concerned.
And all you got to do is get 2 out of 3 right. If you do, you're going to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Are you ready?
Oof, I hope so. I've been trying all week.
Okay. This is your day. I can feel it.
Let's do it. Song number one this morning in Hit or Miss.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it.
I think we've all heard this a timer 1,000.
Country girl, who's Brian? Shake it for me, girl.
Country girl, shake it for me.
Yes on this one.
Mm. You go with hit.
It seems like the safe option, but he just did an interview on this. That's a miss. Despite catapulting him into stardom and like being literally everywhere the summer it came out, it was not a hit.
That was one of the most played songs.
He said it was due to illegal downloads. Like there are some numbers that suggest it was being pirated like 20 million times a week.
So if they had calculated all of the times he had it stolen, then yes, that absolutely.
It hit number 4. On the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart in August of 2011, but never made it any higher. It's also a fun fact, one of his best-selling singles to date, and at one point, one of the best-selling songs by a male country artist of all time.
No, for real. It's like, again.
Again, frustrating game.
Okay, all right. That's
at least I learned something.
Right.
Don't kick yourself yet. you can miss one and still win this. So here is your second song this morning in Hit or Miss.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
The King.
Everything that I
George
got
Strait.
Is just what I've got on.
So what do you think? Amarillo by morning, hit or miss?
I'm going to go with no.
Miss. Correct. Only reached number four in the States.
It should have, though, but...
Come on!
It did hit number one in Canada.
It...
The Canadians appreciated it a little bit more.
Okay, all right. Okay, so it all comes down to this. Song three, this is for the win in Hit or Miss today.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Sam Hunt. Body like a back road. What do you think, hit or miss?
I'm going to go with... I don't know when I'm using the word.
Stress.
Another massively popular song. You heard it everywhere.
This is what I mean with this game. This game makes you question everything. Arguably his most recognizable song, I would say, Sam Hunt. But did it hit number one?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Well, you said both. You said both. Maybe I'll take what you said last, which is yes. Because it's yes. It's yes. It's yes. It's yes. It also broke records.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. It became the only song in the history of the Hot Country Songs chart to stay at number one for more than 24 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Which was a record that was held by Cruz since 2012.
It was bigger than Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That's a massive hit. That's a massive hit. That is 2 out of 3, right? And
yes.
Thank you. I questioned everything.
I feel like we have aged you years in this last 5 minutes.
But
segment.
You did it. You got there in the end.
You persevered.
Thank
You're
you.
Go to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Hang on the line and we'll get you these tickets, all right?
Amazing. Thank y'all.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, good morning, Brad.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're good. We're good. So, quiet situation with you and Natasha here.
I guess the good news is, I mean, I already kind of know what I did, you know? Mm. Like, at least it's not some big mystery or anything, but I'm just not sure what I could do to make this better. You know, I'm at, like, a real loss here.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I can't lie. And, you know, we'll get into all that. But how'd you meet her?
Yeah, I met her at HEB.
Oh.
Very romantic. I know, right? And it was funny. It's not like I was trying to find somebody. I was just at the grocery store, man. But I hate shopping. And I want to get in, get out.
Same.
Natasha, she came up to me, and I swear I wasn't like on a hunt or anything in the produce section, you know?
Yeah, we totally get it.
Yes.
I don't like to talk at all in a grocery store.
No, who would?
Stressful environment.
Did you feel like maybe she was on the hunt, like preying on men that get easily confused in the spice aisle?
You're speaking from experience?
Yeah.
No, she just thought I was wearing Kansas gear.
Okay.
And, you know, I used to play some, I played some ball up there in college.
Did you?
And, as it turns out, yeah. And she went to Kansas, too. I'm like, small freaking world, you know?
Dude.
So.
Okay.
We started talking from there.
Very cool, man.
And anyway, so she's like a huge football fan, like huge. And it just so happens I coach for one of the schools down here, so I was earning like massive points with her,
for
you
sure.
know. And then it turned out we both spent some time in the Midwest. I mean, we just had a lot in common.
Yeah, okay, so now this is where it gets tricky. Your email theorized that this has nothing to do with a bad date, right? But you did go out on a few dates.
Yeah, we did. We did. And, man, we had some great ones. But here's it gets weird. We're at dinner one night,
right. And
I'm talking about work. And I don't really do that all that much because, you know, it's personal. But I needed to sort of vent a little bit after a really terrible scrimmage. And you know how it goes, man. Well, school's back.
Okay.
Practices are rolling. Everybody was looking so good until then. And where is my offense? You know, it's frustrating. At some point, I realized she's gone quiet, and then she just starts losing it. She was, like, laughing like a maniac. She finally tells me that you coach my kid.
And you had
no idea. I swear.
Like, this
they're both
never come
freshmen,
up?
And they're twins.
Whoa.
And when she said their names, I knew right away who they were. I mean, they're great kids. But up to that point, she had only said she had sons in high school. You know, I no, not no name. So
sure.
Small world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right, man. Let me tell you. So I went on the record. I want to definitely state that, look, I'm a pretty low-key guy most of the time, okay? Oh, I mean, I just want to make sure.
No, I get the low-key, but...
I'm getting the vibe.
Yeah, but where's the butt going to drop here, man? Like, what did you do?
Well, when I'm on the job as a coach, remember, I lose it. I blow up sometimes, and sometimes pretty badly.
Right.
So I'm running practices one day, and on the field, and I'm telling you, man, I'm another person out there. I mean, there's an intensity there. And it's just my style. You know, I'm in the zone, right? The freaking zone. And when I snap out of it, I realize Natasha's standing over by the bleachers. I guess she came a few minutes early to catch me in action.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you don't think she liked what she saw? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. I mean, she was just, man, she did not seem happy. You know, she seemed nervous. She didn't acknowledge me like at all, for one. And right there, I knew something was wrong. You know, I tried to brush it off, but then she stopped returning my calls and texts. I couldn't make sense of it. And then it dawned on me, she must have been there for a while. So she saw like the worst of me, you know, screaming, yelling, you know. She must think that I'm some kind of monster or something right now.
Dude. Like,
monster.
What were you doing? Like, you were kicking kids in the head or something? Like,
No, just yelling. but right. Like really loud yelling. You know, like a coach, you know, just trying to motivate,
motivate.
I mean,
I understand.
Very motivational.
But you think that scared her off? That's what this is.
I do, yeah. And I don't know. I hope with your help, maybe I can clarify that this is a job thing. This is kind of how people coach. I mean, I'm not mean. It just sounds like that. You know, I love those kids.
Well, man, unless there's something big we're not being told, this seems like something we can talk out. But let's
get Natasha
on the phone, I guess. We'll see what we can do. That's coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Brad went out with Natasha and found out that he coaches her kids.
Yeah, right.
He's worried that he blew it. Because he can blow it on the field. Like, he can lose his temper. He gets loud. He gets not necessarily mean, but aggressive.
He gets coachy.
Yeah, we have all seen that before.
But maybe it's a bad look.
I think this is workable. Like,
yeah.
I think we could change her mind, but let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Natasha?
Hi, yes, this is.
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, we were wondering if we could talk about Brad for a second. Is that cool?
Do you remember Brad?
Yeah, I do remember. I do remember Brad. I've actually been thinking about him a lot.
Okay, well, what do you think?
It's complicated. He's great. You know, he's a really great guy. And those are hard to find these days.
Of course.
But he's also my kid's football coach or one of their coaches or whatever. And that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Where you're at right now? What does that mean?
What?
Yes. He wanted to know why I wasn't hearing back from you. Is that okay? Is that fine?
I guess I should have said something, but I didn't know how. You kind of came up with my kids the other day. They were talking about how, you know, one of the moms of some kid they knew was dating one of their teachers. So I jokingly threw out the idea of like, well, you know, what if I started dating one of your coaches? And they were less than pleased with the idea.
Is that unusual?
I mean, they said it would ruin their lives. And I know kids can be dramatic.
Right.
Yes. They can be dramatic. But when I showed up to one of their practices, I realized, you know, just how messy all of this can get.
Yeah. I mean, I know where you're coming from. But, I mean, the boys are 14, 15, right? Somewhere around there. I mean, everything is the end of the world at that age. You know, of course they wouldn't want you to date their coach. I wouldn't have wanted my mom to date one of mine. But, you know, don't get over it. I mean, that's the other great thing about being kids.
I get that. I do. I don't think I can do this. Like, you know, what happens if it doesn't work out? Could there be, you know, any retaliation
from
you, from them?
From them?
they're pretty good, and, you know, are they going to get benched? Could this affect their careers? Could they get hurt?
You don't think I'd be a professional? Come on, you're better than this. I mean, where's this coming from?
I don't know. I feel like they've had a lot to deal with over the past few years. You know, they're finally doing well in school. They're adjusting. I don't want to complicate things here. I don't want to make life any harder on them than I already have.
Right.
Let's say they start getting a lot of playing time. Or our mom's going to talk and say it's because I'm sleeping with the coach. That's not what my boys need.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It is a delicate situation, but it's also the early days. I mean, I don't think we should worry about any of this right now. I mean, let's just see where it goes first.
I'm a mom. It's literally my job to worry about everything, and this seems like it could be a disaster.
She's making some really good points.
Yeah, I don't know here. That's a lot.
Look, I'm not saying she's not, okay? But again, I'm a professional, right? I take this seriously, and I don't think this should necessarily be a deal breaker.
I wish I didn't have to be like this, but kids are vicious these days. And, like, I don't want my sons getting bullied over something I did, okay?
Well, Natasha, do you think we could maybe get some outside opinions on this? I mean, is this a hard no, or are you still considering seeing him again on some level?
I'm leaning towards no, but like I said, he's a great guy. It's just no offense, but my kids come first.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Look, hang on the line. We're going to talk to people, see how they feel, and then we'll get back to you guys, okay?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Our phone number is 713-881-5500.
That's hard.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's tough. Like you said, she did make some strong arguments.
The parents... The other parents on the team are actually, to me, is one of the strongest arguments you could make.
They might get bullied for this.
That might. I don't know, man.
Has anyone been through this situation or know anybody to?
Yeah, or maybe I don't know.
Is it not to be done?
It's. I know some of you are coaches, some of you know coaches, whatever. Yeah. How
on earth? You just wait until they graduate?
Wait. Like,
I don't know,
dude. It might be nothing. Like, it might just be a nothing thing. It feels treacherous.
Like he said, kids are dramatic.
They're very dramatic. They're never gonna like.
Everything is the end of the world.
They're not gonna like it.
No.
Who cares?
Yeah.
There were some very valid points.
Half the time.
Yes, very true.
They're gonna hate you for something. Might as well be having fun while they do that.
Convince us that this isn't a bad idea.
Brito, Katie, happy Friday. Thanks for being here. If you want to chime in today, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
We're trying to help Natasha maybe put her mind at ease a little bit about potentially dating Brad.
Or not.
Football coach. Or should she stay the heck away?
Or validate her completely, because quite frankly...
It could go either way.
Let's see what you guys think. Howdy. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Yes, sir. I was just talking about the football coach dilemma here.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my first thought was, the 14, 15, they're freshmen in high school or whatnot. But what happens, what if they were to get together, and then it does turn into something and he can be a good father figure for those kids. And... they're, 3 or 4 years from now, they're going to be graduated anyway. Like, it's a very, very short period of time.
It is.
Mom did make a lot of good points, though. I'm not going to lie. But I think that parents that they don't prioritize themselves, though, she could resent her kids. Adversity is part of life.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, don't want to listen to them too much because I do agree with that. They're not going to like anyone you date. Let's be real. That's not happening.
Like we said, they don't like you. There are times they don't like you.
It's true. Man, I don't know. But you do kind of wonder, if this goes 6 months and then all of a sudden it ends badly,
Right. You made a great point. It could just as easily end very well.
It could. There's a lot of upside.
Yeah.
You never know. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Howdy, what are your thoughts?
Hi. Well, from experience in the past, I would say it's a definitely no-go.
Really?
Wouldn't do it.
All right. Well, what's your story? What you said experience in the past?
Well, he wasn't a coach, but then it happened to be... stepdad came into the picture.
Right.
It wasn't officially married. It was, common law, but he ended up wanting to step in and try to, let me be a coach. And he started coaching, but then it was also issues on the field with other coaches, other moms. And then even my kid's own biological father.
I see what you're saying.
I know he felt some type of way about it. Like, here comes another man stepping in. Now he's coaching my son. Mm. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. It's complicated for a lot of reasons. Like, number one, it's like, hey, I know they're not your kids. Like, in this situation, it's like, well, do you prioritize them? Do you, it's a bad look. It's a bad look from the coach's perspective.
Well, anything that happens can be misconstrued.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, and, it could be complicated off, in the family life as well. And how do you relate to this guy? Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you want to call us or text us.
So Brad coaches Natasha's kids.
Coaches Natasha's kids.
Is that a reason not to date him? Now, the kids are in high school.
Yeah.
They don't seem very enthused about the idea.
They think it's going to ruin
their
lives.
They don't know. They were talking about a friend.
Right.
Not their own situation.
Right.
Maybe they love the guy.
Let's see what you guys think. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I have to be on her side on this one.
Okay.
It's kind of like you don't date where you work. You don't date your kid's teacher or your kid's coach.
Too close.
Unfortunately, yes. In this situation, it's timing. 4 years from now, everything would be totally different. They wouldn't be under him as a coach.
Or if they had started dating, prior to them entering, and they were all aware of the situation.
Right. Maybe that makes it different, too. But, it's like the freshman. Yeah, look, I hate to tell him to wait 3 years, but, dude, I don't know.
Well,
that might be wrong.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
True. Very true. Is there an age limit on this? Like, let's say her kids weren't freshmen in high school.
Right.
Let's say she was worried because he was the coach of, the Pee Wee League, right?
The Pee Wee League. Completely
if they're
different.
That young.
Completely different, right?
Or no. Or are you saying, across the board?
My mom married my little league coach.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
See, there you go. Right.
It's just a delicate age.
I was six, and he was my stepfather for 32 years until he passed.
Okay.
So, my mom married my little league coach, but I was six. That had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, you probably thought it was awesome at that time.
In high school, that would be totally different.
Howdy. Freedom and Katie. Go ahead. What do you think?
He kept saying he's a professional. I, just from listening to him, I don't think he would have been a type of guy like, okay, I'm not dating your mom anymore, so no, you can't play anymore.
You don't think he'd like...
You wouldn't take it out on the kids.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he would take it out on the kids. He sound too sincere about how he was a professional. And depending on how long he has been coaching, that shows a lot. Mm-hmm. And this woman can't even see that this man is being honest and true with her. But she has a lot of underlying issues she needs to heal from first and quit using her children as an excuse.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. This is another Brad.
Hello, other Brad.
Hey, Brad number two.
I got a little bit of bias, but it's actually swinging the other way. Two things for me. One, I understand he likes to say he's a professional, he's this, he's that. It's her decision. Mm-hmm. It's up to her to decide how she wants to move forward. Two, do you, and I hear this with a lot of the calls with the I've got a problem stuff, do you really want to be in a relationship, especially a new one, that somebody you have to convince to be with you?
Great point.
That is a complication. If it's ever going to be easy, shouldn't it be easy at that point?
It's always work, isn't it?
Yeah.
And his statement is, I'm a professional, and I'm sure he would probably not change his character, his the things that he likes, the things he wants to do and everything, simply because a new interest in his life decided, this would be best for us if you did this. And that's kind of what he's asking her. Hey, put your concerns aside, and because I want to be in a relationship with you.
But yet again, everyone seems to be on the same side of this could go really badly. Like, yeah, there's a lot of really valid concerns of why that might be something you don't want to mess with today, like right now, while you're coaching the kids.
100%. And think about how many parents, both fathers, mothers, whatever, don't put their child's interest first. They put their own selfish interest first. This mom is trying to do the right thing that she feels for her family and for her kid. And she's so right about kids being vicious now. And, you know, I over a date or over a guy, why would you do that?
Yeah,
I'm sure he wouldn't do that if he had kids, and it could possibly put his kids in that. So I think it's an unfair ask. She can decide, and, you know, hey, if she wants to go forward with it, then, you know, more power to her. But it's her decision to make, obviously. Look in other places. The pool's not deep, nor is it very wide, but it's still a pool. And you can
there's something in there. Well, there's something in there somewhere.
Yes, no doubt.
Might have to get your magnifying glass to find it.
Second, Brad, we appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull Text is proud. Remember, Money Minute still to come, your chance to win $100. And later on this hour, it all comes down to this. Only one game remains, Katie, in Parker McCaldit. And if you've been keeping track, I think you know which one it is.
But before that, it's one of those places where you expect heritage, history, and about 6,000 antiques nailed to the wall. But apparently, that wasn't enough for Cracker Barrel.
Oh, no.
Who ordered the betrayal with extra gravy?
No.
More coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I just, honestly, I can't with this Cracker Barrel rebrand.
I.
It was bad enough when they started redoing the restaurants.
I didn't mind the interior.
It depends where it is, because there are some where they really don't have any antiques left. I mean, they did this thing with, like, the bookshelves, where there are just a few items because they wanted it to feel open. And then it's just like a minimalist brunch spot, man. That ain't a Cracker Barrel.
That's the thing, is I think we all have... There's a lot to get through with.
Yes. Well, they removed Grandpa from the logo.
I know.
We're going to get back to this, because I got some thoughts, and so does the internet. But first... The Astros have welcomed a new member, Mr. Craig Kimbrell.
Certainly, yeah.
He's found himself back in the major leagues. This happened yesterday. The 9-time All-Stars deal with Houston marks his 9th major league team of his career, and actually the 7th since 2021.
Oof. Well, you know.
That doesn't seem great.
That's how it goes sometimes. That's how it goes, you know, those last couple of years.
Yeah, he was with the Braves earlier this season. He threw, like, one inning before being designated for assignment in June. And for the past 2 months or so, he was pitching for the Rangers AAA affiliate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, I don't really speak sports, so I asked our friend Sean Pendergast over at Sports 610 what he thought of this, and he just said that he sucks.
Sean, I've never seen Sean so let down by it. Yeah. That's anyway. We hope for the best.
Yes, as always. Now, speaking of, TikTok has a new hangover cure. I'm not quite sure of this, but they say if you stick your face in a bowl of ice water, it's going to take care of all your problems.
Okay.
A little bit concerned, depending on how drunk you might be. Now, it's a hangover cure, not necessarily you're drunk and you go home and do this immediately.
Yeah.
But just worrying about drowning. You know, like, maybe don't. Maybe don't stick your face in anything.
You're going to shock.
When you're intoxicated.
There's going to be a shock there.
That's it. Know? It's the mammalian diving reflex.
You're not going to know how to take it.
When water hits your face, your body reacts by shutting down certain functions.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're not someone that does this regularly, you're not really going to know how it's going to hit you.
It'll hit you like this. It's science. So your heart rate might slow down. That will slow down certain body processes like digestion, which might make you feel slightly less nauseous. But really, there's no scientific evidence supporting that it would be all that effective.
This is just,
Oregon, safe.
This is just like, hey, let's take my mind off the other pain with more pain. That's all this is.
Yes.
And I don't like that. That's not really a strategy.
Well, it's an option. As is changing everything about your entire history, personality, and brand, which is what Cracker Barrel has slowly been doing over the years.
This is going over like an absolute lead balloon.
I like how Steak and Shake
What?
Steak and Shake is waiting.
Okay.
And they're like, what are you doing? Like, you removed all the personality from your restaurant.
They could not have removed more from that logo.
Like, Heritage is what got you this far.
Yeah.
And you took it all away.
Yeah.
You're left with, like, a generic-looking, honestly, belt buckle
thing. That's what I'd say.
That I could make in Canva.
It looks like a belt. It looks...
I think it's supposed to be a barrel. I think the outline shape is supposed to be a barrel. Or reminiscent of a barrel.
Reminiscent. You know, you used to have an actual barrel in that
logo.
Yeah,
and a little old man.
A little old man on his rocking
chair. And it used to say country store.
And it was in a bean. It was in a black eyed pea or whatever that thing was. And now it's just...
Was that what it was?
I don't know. Is that what the outline of the original is?
Like, could have been. It had a little point to it.
People are going to have... When you spend 40-something years... making your entire business, making people feel like they're eating down-home country food like they did when they were young.
Yes.
Then you can't all of a sudden
You can't
stop.
Change it.
You can't just stop and go another direction.
You can't be a nostalgic restaurant without the nostalgia.
Without the nostalgia. It is what it is. Like, that is what
and
you do.
And then how are you going to have all that country store stuff with the aesthetic you're going for now?
Who do you think is going to sign up to eat at this is what I would ask.
Here's what their CEO says. Okay. Cracker Barrel needs to feel like the Cracker Barrel for today and for tomorrow. The things that you love are still there.
They're not,
debatable.
Though.
We need people to choose us, and we want people to choose us.
What about the little peg game? Is that still there? The little thing? They get rid of that? What
honestly, I don't know.
I bet they did.
Well, they would have gotten rid of it during COVID. I don't know if they ever brought it back.
I don't need that anymore. Like, that's awful. This is not going to end well for anyone involved with this, including that CEO.
Change it back.
Change it back as quickly as you can.
It's cold and sterile now.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Zoe, she's ready to go. She's ready to beat this thing. How are we feeling today?
Great.
Okay. Katie's got 10 questions for you. Are you going to get all 10 right? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is always yes.
Confidently, yes.
Remember, you can pass on any of the questions. We'll give you a second shot at your passes if we have time at the end. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Katie, are you ready?
Yes. Stephen King is said to have made many people coulrophobic. Coulrophobic, having a fear of what?
Gory things.
How is dengue fever transmitted?
Pass.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but can never forget what they did here, is a quote attributed to?
Pass.
According to the Bible, who killed Abel?
Cain.
A V8 engine has 8 what?
Pass.
An adult beluga whale is what color?
Blue.
A Singapore sling is made using what alcohol?
Gin.
A polyandric woman has more than one what? Baba Ganoush is made of what?
Eggplant.
What is Hagrid's first name in the Harry Potter series?
Oh.
You can say it.
Crap.
What do you got? Yeah, do you have a guess for Hagrid?
No, I don't.
All right. No big deal.
No worries.
How did she do?
Right. Let's go over the quiz. I liked the Stephen King guess of gory, scary
things.
Also, clowns. Clowns.
Clowns. Right? He gets blamed for clowns because of it. Steven Spielberg gets blamed for Sharks, for what it's worth, because of Jaws.
Right.
But yeah, those are the two where it's like, hey, what they did actually did get us so freaked out.
Yeah, thanks for that, everybody.
That 50 years down the road, we're still terrified. Happening.
Well, it doesn't help that they're remaking them, but anyway. Yeah. How is dengue fever transmitted?
Is it mosquitoes?
Yeah,
that's a mosquito one. Okay.
It's a mosquito one.
Okay.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but can never forget what they did here.
Former professional wrestler Abraham Lincoln, Katie.
Correct. Gettysburg Address. I would have taken that as well.
Yes.
A V8 engine has 8 what?
Cylinders.
An adult beluga whale is... Blue's a good guess. White?
Blue is a great guess, but yes.
White.
Yeah.
A polyandric woman has more than one what?
Is it uterus?
Is husband.
Wow. Husband.
But it would be helpful if she had more than one uterus. And more than one husband.
That would be an impressive. Okay.
What an impressive specimen.
Zoe.
And lastly, what is Hagrid's first name in the Harry Potter series?
Is it not just Hagrid?
It's Rubeus Hagrid.
Oh, okay. All right.
Rubeus Hagrid.
May he rest in peace.
Thank you so much for playing, Zoe. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
great
for having
today.
Me.
Sign up again.
Thank you.
BullHouston.com.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. I like how you said there was only one game remaining. Like, we had to play all five.
We wanted to
make them different,
way.
But we didn't have to do that. We could have done Flip of Fate all week.
Do you know what it's like when you get a bunch of stuff on a plate and you're saving your favorite thing for the end?
No.
You know, like at Thanksgiving.
Because I do not do
like,
that.
You don't? You just, oh my God. Like, you get that one, like, that just that one little, like, scoop of broccoli cheese and rice casserole, and you just know it's going to be delicious. You're sitting there staring at it. You're staring at it till the end of the meal. This is the end of the meal for me.
I don't want to put that kind of pressure on him.
I just love the flip of fate. Yes, we are going to flip a coin for Parker McCollum tickets today. If you want to win them, our phone number is 713-881-5500. I don't think I need to describe this. This is literally exactly how it sounds. The only thing I will say is we have a much better coin this time around for the game.
Yeah, we do. So it's meaty. Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it?
This is the perfect coin to use.
Actually, it's coming through, period, because I feel like normally it doesn't.
That's what I mean. I think we were using like a dime we had gotten from Leroy last time or whatever.
No, we had upgraded.
That's right. I gave you the game gets better and better. 713-881-5500. We're going to keep going until someone wins the tickets. So if you want to win, call us. You will let the coin decide your fate. Coming up next on Frito and Katie.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie. And we have our last pair of Parker McCollum tickets, at least for this week.
I know. So we turn to the flip of fate.
We end with
fate.
A bang.
It is so loud, Katie. I could not be happier with this coin today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Amber?
You're the first one in for the flip of fate. Walk her through this, Katie.
This is so easy, Amber. Literally, we are going to flip a coin. You are going to Parker McCollit. Mm-hmm. And if you get it right, you win the tickets.
Now, the only thing kind of complicated is the coin itself for
this. So this is a coin from the Special Olympics. It's sort of a challenge coin to promote Play Unified and their torch run. So what I have is one side is Texas and one side is the torch run. So it's Texas or torch. Okay, those are your two options to call. Mm-hmm. Texas or torch. And again, if you get it, you get the tickets, but you only get the one flip. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I am. You guys need to flip it really well. This is for my daughter's 18th birthday.
Oh. I'm going to flip it so well.
It's going to be immaculate,
it's be
Amber.
The best flip, Amber, of my life.
This, she is a really good flipper. But don't put this on Katie, because you have the ultimate call here. Torch.
That's right.
Say what?
That's right. It's your fault.
This is on you, Amber. Torch or Texas? What are we going with today?
Torch.
Torch. Okay, Amber says torch.
Okay, here we go.
It's torch.
It's torch?
It's torch.
It's torch.
Amber, it's torch.
Amber! Right off of the jump, we have a winner in the flip of fate today. Because she tried to put it on you, Katie.
No, I didn't want to flip it too hard. Also, the coin's kind of heavy, and I didn't want to like break my computer monitor.
I wish you could have seen her, because you did the little warm up till you tried to get.
It really didn't even spin.
You look like a golfer trying to work on their short game. Like, that was the most invested I've ever seen someone.
We had an 18th birthday on the line.
Oh, wow. Amber, I'm glad this worked out for you. I'm glad your daughter's going to get to celebrate with one hell of a night in the Woodlands. Parker McCollum live. Holy cow. Hang on the line and let's get you these tickets. We still have to talk to our friends at Houston Pets Alive. Yeah, so calm down for a bit. Calm down. Let's breathe. We'll see what they have coming up next on Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Let's check in with Lydia from Houston Pets Alive, because good Lord, Lydia, this is a good weekend to adopt a pet, from what I could gather.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some very exciting events lined up. We have our All Ages Adoption event this upcoming Saturday, August 23rd from 11 to 3 p.m. at our facility located at 2800 Anton Drive, Suite 2854 in the Central Spring Branch area. We've partnered with local shelters to bring together about 45 different animals of all sizes, breeds, ages, and personalities. We always believe there's a dog for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and adoption fees are waived as well as part of the Clear the Shelters movement this August. So you'll be able to walk out of here. They're mostly, most of them, to be able to come into the event, have to be microchip, fully vaccinated, and spayed and neutered. So they're ready to go home.
So literally they're ready to go home. Like you, like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like go out, get your dog, literally, bring it home.
This is a jailbreak.
This is exactly what it is.
Bring him from the shelter.
And all ages, that is so fun because I know we talk a lot about puppy paloozas and things, and those are exciting, but not everybody wants a puppy.
Yeah,
you know, they're a lot of work. I've had older dogs, and I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
Older dogs.
Get them potty trained. You know, like.
It's a real luxury.
Game changer.
Let's give people a little taste of what they might find at this event because I know you had one that you wanted to highlight.
We do. So we have Cheddar Bay. He's a 6-year-old lab mix.
Cheddar Bay!
He is a ham and loves attention. We love him.
Okay.
He literally, once I walk in every single morning, he's like, I need cuddles from everybody. He loves everyone. He's a perfect mix of playful and affectionate, very loyal, smart, and always ready for his next adventure. Too. So he's definitely will be available this upcoming Saturday. So feel free to come and meet him.
If you want to come out to the event, maybe you're not looking to adopt just yet, but you want to just get information on how to foster.
Yeah.
They are happy to provide that for you as well. Like they provide everything.
Yeah.
When you foster an animal. Literally everything.
Yeah, no. And it's so easy. And I think a lot of people kind of stray away from fostering because they have this misconception of, oh my gosh, I have to foster for months on end. No, we honestly value any time these dogs are away from the shelter, even if it's just you going out to buy them a pup cup for an hour, or fostering for a weekend, or fostering for a day. We are very, very flexible. As long as you're 18 and older, fill out an application. It's super simple. Our team will work with you, and we strive ourselves on making sure that the foster doesn't have to come out of pocket for anything. We will provide you with food and all the supplies you would need.
Last time we had you guys on, we talked about some of y'all's mobile clinics. A lot of people have reached out asking, hey, are y'all still going to keep doing those? Do they have more opportunities to jump on board with y'all for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are starting, it's going pretty well. We've serviced at least 65 pets already. So we do have them weekly on Fridays between 9 to 12. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are available as well. So we will not turn you away. Thanks to Petco Love, they are generously sponsoring our vaccines, the December Parvo for dogs. And we have FVRCP for cats, which is the yearly core vaccine. And we have microchips available for just a $5 donation, too.
I love that. You said you won't turn anyone away because I thought you got booked up real fast. And then it was like, well, I guess look ahead to the Friday 6 weeks from now.
Yes.
Okay, so.
It's been a big hit. We've seen comments that are like, oh, my God, I've never clicked on the link so much faster. Tomorrow we have about 50 pets on the schedule. And we go through and confirm everybody. But like I said, we have that.
I'm just going to say, go ahead and jump over there and
sign up.
What website do they go to? Where do they go if they want to get a time?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll go to HoustonPetsAlive.org under Pet Assistant Resources. We have a link there that will take you straight to our software. If they do not see a time on there that they are needing, they can always email us at community@HoustonPetsAlive.org, and we can go ahead and fit them in.
All right, Lydia, thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, I saw this. And it made me laugh because I think this is everyone.
Okay.
But I didn't know it had a name until right now. If you outwardly are doing fine at the office.
Right.
Cruising along. You're getting it done. Maybe you're doing a great job getting commended.
Okay.
For your output.
Right.
But inside, you're secretly dying. Welcome to Quiet Cracking.
Quiet Cracking.
You're crushing it at the office, but the office is crushing you.
Because you're cracking.
You are quietly completely cracking.
No one knows.
No one knows.
Because you're living in
it. But that's what I mean. Like, isn't that life all the time? Like, aren't we all quietly cracking?
Oh, crap. Okay, well, we're going to bring this up next week because, like, I think this merits a discussion. I would say, same fam. I don't think there's ever been a time. We've done some cool stuff and worked some cool places. I don't think there's ever been a time where I didn't feel like that dog in the meme where everything was on fire around
right,
and he's like, that's fine.
Right.
And I do also think that for the most part, most people look at me like he's a pretty chill guy. Like he's generally like, oh yeah, he's, you know. No, it's absolute exploding fires of panic every day since I've been 18 when it comes to work.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's normal because I think like, I'm sure this is part of what you're about to talk about. I look around me and I see everyone else seemingly not having that issue. But
you wouldn't. It's on the inside.
Quiet cracking. Is that normal for people to do we all feel like this and we're all that good at faking?
I think so.
That is a very real possibility, Katie.
I think that's exactly what's happening.
That is a real possibility. That is a universal human
experience.
And you might
not even talk about it. It might be just something that you personally feel.
Yeah.
Deep down. And maybe you thought you were alone. Mm-mm. I think everybody is constantly overwhelmed.
How did no one have a name put to this until 2025?
Quiet cracking. And it's such a great one. Quiet cracking. But they say it's very common now. A company that does the workplace training and coined the term.
Right.
They said it's a step above burnout. Like you're burned out, but you're not going to quit.
Yeah.
You're not at that level.
No. Like it's so you're just you. It has not become critical mass. You know, you can a functional. You're still functional.
Yeah.
Is what this.
Well,
is.
And when you're at the quitting stage, you're going to be doing the bare minimum to keep your job,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you will no longer care. This is when you still very much care.
Yeah,
you've passed the point of burnout. You know there's no turning back.
But you still have,
you just keep going.
But you still
because
have,
what else are you going to do?
There are no other real options.
You're still treading water, hoping that one day you get to the end of the pool.
That is the yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, one day
I'm going to have to get to the edge of this sooner or later.
One day I will have peace, but does it ever come? We don't know.
And
we
it's not
know.
Always just related to work. That is the top answer for people that feel this.
Right.
But you also have personal life stress to contend with, bad managers and bad management.
Right.
Repetitive work.
Mm-hmm. Just all
and
the
poor
things,
compensation.
All the things that could be problems in your job. But, and of course, you know, you really can't. You're really not allowed to just, you know, crash out in front of everybody. So, like, you know, how else do you
handle
it?
What does that make us? Crackers?
This is coming back around again. We have to revisit this.
60% of people are
60%
currently quietly cracking.
60%.
20% said they were recently. That's 80% of employees.
That is okay. Wow. Wow. I have never felt so heard in my life, I don't think. And on that note, we will enjoy a weekend. Have a great one. We'll see you back on the radio Monday.